Philippine boxing icon Manny Pacquiao says he's going to run for president in the 2022 election. Pacquiao is now a senator. He was nominated by a faction of the ruling party. It comes after a rival faction named a senator and longtime aide of President Rodrigo Duterte as its choice. They also named Duterte as their vice president nominee.
We need progress. We need to win against poverty. We need government to serve our people with integrity, compassion, and transparency. The time is now. We are ready to rise to the challenge of leadership.
Criselda Yabes is a writer and journalist based in Manila. She's joining us from there. Good to have you with us on Al Jazeera. Just for a bit of context, how big are the divisions beneath Roberto Duterte?
The division in his party, you mean?
Yes. How big are the gaps that are beginning to appear within his party?
Well, it looks like they can't seem to decide what to do. I mean, a lot of political observers seem to think that there is a show going on, some kind of a circus. He wanted his aide to run for president, more like a proxy presidential candidate, and he runs for vice president. And there's the daughter who is running ahead of the polls, but was upset that the aide was going to run as a vice president. And then you also have Manny Pacquiao, who wants to be the president, and he could probably do it just because he's an icon, very popular, lots of money. But if it really comes to real governance and running democratic institutions, I'm not sure he's up to that lead.
I want to ask you about Manny Pacquiao in just a second, but I mean, in Russia, we saw sure. President Vladimir Putin step aside from the presidency and become prime minister twice, in fact, to allow him right. to become president again. Are we seeing something similar here?
Yes, a lot of people are making that comparison. Well, just to give you a background, in the Philippines, you're only allowed to have one term, 6 years. And I think Duterte is trying to find a loophole in the constitution where he could still stay as president by having a proxy candidate take his place and he running as vice president. And when that happens, if his proxy candidate wins, that candidate might be willing to step aside and he takes the place as president. So we're seeing that scenario. That's one scenario. And we don't know how it's going to turn out because there is something about Philippine politics that becomes messy and unpredictable. And we're all on our toes. We're holding our breath. We don't know how things will be. The filing of the candidacy will be around the first week of October. And it's only then that we can have a better picture of who the candidates will be and what the chances are.
I want to ask you about how much popularity Roberto Duterte has in the country. How much of this is resonating with the actual voters themselves? Because this all seems to be happening at the top levels of the party and somewhat excluding the wishes of the voters.
You know, there's one polling station that says he still has a relatively high popularity vote. But the thing there is, you know, when you talk to people, I seem to get the impression, well, that's just me. I seem to get the impression that they're beginning to doubt the results of the surveys. But I think you also have to put in the situation, the pandemic, because for the past 2 years, clearly the government hasn't been able to do anything about it. And recently there's a story, there's a big controversy, it's a corruption scandal actually, that involves a very dubious company run by one of Duterte's former economic advisors. So, you know, people are beginning to wonder if he was really up to it, if he really knew what he was doing. And that basically what he was trying to do in the southern Philippines, in the city that he was mayor for 20 years, isn't working now. Mm. I mean, this is not part of his template. Mm. So there's the pandemic. It's not working. And people are suffering. People are, you know, hungry, losing their jobs. And I think that's going to play well into what might happen next year.
Mm. What qualities do you think Manny Pacquiao needs to be able to demonstrate before then to be able to run effectively against Rodrigo Duterte?
Knowledge of governance. It's as simple as that. And intelligence, too. I mean, he was not exactly an exemplary senator. You've seen videos of him being coached by his staff on what he has to say when there's a debate on the floor. So, I mean, the problem with Philippine politics is that it's also become like a popularity contest. So in that case, you know, he could win easily because of that, because he's an icon. He's a boxing champion. But really, when it comes to the nitty-gritty of running a country, I can't say he knows the ropes. Yeah.
Griselda Yabes, we appreciate your time, ma'am. Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you.